Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. In the city that lives and breathes art and has enough art galleries to keep dedicated gallery goers soaking their feet in Epsom salts for days at a time, it's no surprise Mexico City has turned her spotlight once again on Frida Kahlo, Mexico's most famous female artist. Melody Refis is with me today to talk about Frida Mania in Mexico City.
You know, Stephen, Frida Mania is all over Mexico City these days. And as you said, she's Mexico's most famous female artist, which she's been obviously for many decades. But the reason I think for the Frida Mania we're seeing now is because there's a film coming out later on this year starring Selma Hayek, which is a biography of this most incredible artist. And everyone's kind of cashing in and getting on the Frida bandwagon, as it were. You walk through the streets of Mexico City and you see all kinds of Frida souvenirs, her face is on shopping bags and kitschy stuff like ashtrays and key rings and things. But all kinds of tours are popping up now, self-guided and with tour guides, that take you to all her favorite houses and haunts and cafes and Mexico City neighborhoods. Exhibits of hers are actually all over the world. There's a wonderful one in New York right now. There's a couple on the West Coast as well, a few in Canada as well. So there's really sort of a resurgence of interest in Frida Kahlo. Hotels even, which I've never seen that before, they're offering Frida weekends. There's even a B&B that has a decorated room for any Frida fan that's coming from outside of Mexico City. So you can get your full Frida fix now in Mexico City. It's really most interesting, and it's a whole lot of fun down there as well.
For more information on tourism in Mexico City, 1-800-44-MEXICO or www.mexicocity.gov.mx. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, here with travel writers Doug and Maury. I hear the townships are a great place for antique hunters.
Some friends of ours recently came to Knowlton looking for Canadian pressed glass, but only in the rare Nova Scotia grape and vine pattern. Much to their delight, they found a perfect goblet at a bargain price, too.
We've been antiquing in the townships for decades, so we weren't surprised.
There are antique shops in every town and village. The summer auction season attracts collectors and dealers from Maine to New York. Lawn sales, garage sales, and barn sales sprout like summer weeds. On weekends, a rewarding route for private sales is Highway 202 South toward the town of Dunham and its vineyards.
Along the way, stop at Antiquité La Vieille Ferme Soriol. Prettily set amidst cornfields and rolling hills, its brightly painted barn is crammed with pine furniture while hundreds of chairs dangle from the rafters.
Another good route is Secondary Highway 112 between Waterloo and Magog.
But for excitement, you can't beat the upcoming June 9th auction at Jean-Guy Gelina's huge barn in Bromont. This could be your best chance to nab that roll-top desk you've always wanted. And no serious collector or dealer would miss the annual Knowlton Antique Show and Sale on October 18th, 19th, and 20th.
In nearby Foster, Antiquité à l'Étage is a treasure hunter's paradise. Crammed into a dilapidated two-story duplex, vast quantities of glassware, dishes, porcelain, tins, bottles, crocks, lamps, mirrors, furniture, paintings, old tools, even vintage clothing overflow from floor to ceiling.
In many shops, you can pick up a local antiques guidebook complete with maps.
The Thursday edition of local newspapers like the Sherbrooke Record are your best source of information about weekend auctions, multifamily garage sales, and church bazaars.
Happy antiquing!
Call 1-800-263-1086. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.